BBC News with Nick Kelly. Sony Pictures has announced a limited theatrical release of The Interview, the comedy about the North Korean leader that was withdrawn after a big cyber attack on the company and reports of threats against cinemas. From Los Angeles, here's Alistair Leithhead.
President Barack Obama praised Sony's decision to backtrack. He had been critical when the company said it was pulling the film The Interview after an anonymous online threat, which the Department of Homeland Security had no credible intelligence about. Sony Pictures confirmed the film would have a limited theatrical release in the US on Christmas Day. That means independent and art house cinemas, who wanted to show the film all along. Sony said it only pulled the film because the big multiplex theatre companies refused to screen it on safety grounds and said it was continuing efforts so the movie reaches the largest possible audience.
US health officials have recommended lifting the lifetime ban on blood donations from gay and bisexual men. They say in the future donations should be accepted from men who've refrained from sex for a year. The controversial ban was introduced during the early years of the AIDS crisis, but many medical groups have argued it is no longer supported by science. The lifting of the ban would bring the US in line with a number of countries with similar short-term bans. A Canadian porn actor who killed a Chinese student and posted his body parts to politicians and schools has been found guilty of murder. Luca Magnotta had pleaded not guilty to the killing on grounds of diminished responsibility. Lee Carter is in Toronto.
It took jurors more than a week to reach their verdict, but in the end they determined that Luca Magnotta's crimes were premeditated. The murder and dismemberment of the 33-year-old university student Lin Jun in May 2012 shocked even seasoned officers from Montreal's homicide squad. Mr. Magnotta filmed part of his crime and posted the video on the internet. He then sent Lin Jun's body parts in the post to, among others, the Canadian Prime Minister. Mr. Magnotta then fled Canada and, after an international manhunt, was arrested at an internet cafe in Berlin.
The authorities in Peru have decided to evacuate a remote Amazon community after it was raided by about 200 members of an uncontacted indigenous tribe armed with bows and arrows. Nicholas Rocha reports.
This is the third time this year that the Mashcopiro Indians have arrived in Monte Salvado searching for food and metal objects. But last Thursday, they came while most of the villagers were away and ransacked their homes and killed some domestic animals. No one has been injured, but the Peruvian police said it was necessary to take the villagers to a bigger town to safeguard their lives. A local indigenous organization has asked the government to protect the Mashcopiro's land, much of which has been taken over by logging concessions and drug traffickers.
World news from the BBC. France is stepping up security in public areas after three violent attacks over as many days. The Prime Minister, Manuel Valls, said there would be extra police on the streets and that an additional 300 soldiers would be deployed around the country for the Christmas period. Mr. Valls said France was facing a terrorist threat and possible copycat attacks. Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has criticized the Ukrainian parliament for its decision to renounce the country's non-aligned status and work towards membership of the NATO alliance. Mr. Lavrov called the step counterproductive and said it would cause tensions. Parts of eastern Ukraine are controlled by pro-Russian separatists, and Russia annexed Crimea earlier this year. Opinion polls suggest that support for NATO membership has risen since the conflict with Russia began. Police in the Indian state of Assam say at least 36 people have been killed by militants in an area close to the border with Bhutan. Yogita Limai reports from Mumbai.
The attacks took place on Tuesday evening in remote villages in two separate areas of Assam. The dead include some women. They were allegedly gunned down by a militant group fighting for a separate homeland for the Bodo tribe in the state. Police say the attacks are in retaliation to an operation by Indian security forces in which some members of the separatist group were killed. Investigations are underway and paramilitary troops have been rushed to the area.
And Pope Francis has sent a message of solidarity to Christians in the Middle East in the face of what he called all kinds of abuses and inhuman acts. The Pope said Christmas hymns in the region will be accompanied by tears and sighs. Without mentioning Islamic State by name, he said a new terrorist organization of previously unimaginable dimensions had driven many Christians and other minorities from their native lands. BBC.